phone call that you think is a murder.
Sorry,
yeah, it's okay.
All right, we're back with you.
No worries. So you said it was Meech. Your last name, William?
M-E-I-S-S.
M-E-I-S-S.
S-S. Oh, M-E-I-S-S.
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Meech. Okay. And I'm going to add you as the co-owner. Is that accurate or no?
Yes.
Okay. What's your phone number, Will?
It's 720.
Okay.
812.
Okay.
2479.
Oh, that's the number we're on. Okay.
That's
right. Okay. I have a number as well. Do you want to add that or no?
Yeah, I want to add a secondary line of contact. That way I have both of you. If you call in, we know which account it's affiliated with.
Okay. All right. 720.
But it's all going to be set up in her name. It's Joel's company, her E&I, EIN and everything.
Right, I got that. Okay, 720.
837.
837.
6311.
6311, okay. Yes. And that's for you, Joelle.
Yes.
Okay,
sir.
All right. And then which phone number is going to be the primary line of contact for the customers?
720.
They're both 720.
Oh, my.
812.
Okay, the 2479 number? Will
yeah,
number?
Yeah, I think it's too big to forward everything over to her.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm going to have everything, have the clients call you directly, and then I have Joelle listed in the cell phone category and as the primary owner, and then I have Will's contact as the business line, also set as the co-owner, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Perfect. An update. Okay. And then what's the business email address where I can send everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure? I also want to make sure you get the invoice receipts. This is considered a business expense, so you can actually write it off here.
Okay. It is J, all small letters, J-L-Y-N-N, M-A-C,
63
@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Now this I'm excited about. The other I wasn't so excited about. Anyway.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. You know what I noticed?
Confusing.
Yeah, it is. It's very confusing. What they do is they just kind of send the leads off and then they charge you and they don't really interact at all after that. So it's just, you just get a bunch of charges and a bunch of stuff you got to kind of chase down. And they also text the leads to you, which I noticed I was just going to key on, and I don't want to make you guys feel older, but my father is born in 63. I noticed your email. So, yeah, so his birthday is 7/27/63. So he just turned 59.
I'm 7/2/63.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah, so you guys are very, very close in age. Congrats on the 59th birthday.
Oh, I'm not ready for the 6-0.
Neither is he. Yeah, I got to talk this guy off a ladder regularly because we have two companies outside of this, and I'm actually the owner, but he oversees it, and I do all the online marketing for him. So it was funny when we started out because he just doesn't text message. So he didn't like that. It was really nice once I got him on this and customers were calling him directly. It's a lot easier for him. He still has a flip phone, so he just hits the green button.
No, flip phone just changed over to
my dad
just
bought a smartphone. He's 90.
Oh, wow. That must be a shock. That must be a shock. Yeah, it's got to be difficult. I tried it, actually, with my dad. The problem is he's just kind of still a brute. And he cracked it in like a week. It was horrible. Yeah, I got him one of those touch screen phones. And he was like, I hate this thing. I can't find anything. And I just want to be able to dial the numbers. So he remembers like five numbers off the top of his head. And then the rest of it is all,
Oh, my God. No numbers, man. I really rely on my phone.
I have a photographic memory for phone numbers. So anyway,
Yeah, no, this will be great for you guys. They're calling you instead of you having to call them. So it'll be a nice
I'm like so much better because with them, it's a matter of who gets there first.
Yeah, you're kind of racing.
Right.
They're selling it to a bunch of other people instead of letting the customer call you directly. So we don't do that.
Exactly.
Just let them call you direct.
And then you build your business.
Right.
I'm much and build your clientele.
This. Okay.
That you're going to build our clientele, and that's what I'm looking for. As the customer relations is the most important thing to me. You know?
Absolutely.
The work will come. It's just my customer or everything. And, you know, there's even a bonus in it for you, John, for helping us out like this to get started. We don't have it right now, but you get us going. You know, we're up there in age, and we're trying to look at our retirement.
Don't worry about it. Our company's partnered with Google. Trust me, they pay me handsomely. Otherwise, I would have left a long time ago. Yeah, most of Google's income comes from these accounts that I set up. Actually, about 85% of Google's money comes from the marketing and them helping.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it comes from us helping small to medium-sized business owners like yourself grow their company.
Yeah. Well, you're a blessing.
Thank you.
You became a blessing to us. We thank you.
So glad we got in touch with
us. Yeah, you guys will love this. This will be a great fit for you as a long-term solution. We're actually going to the campaign that I set you up on, it's really got you covered A to Z with the .com, the Facebook page. So you shouldn't really need anything else after this. And then I'll also be here to walk you through everything. Did I give you guys my direct number and extension?
I don't think so. Let's write that down.
I thought I texted it to you earlier. I think that's how you called in, but I didn't get a notification that you were calling me. I just had one of my representatives tell me, hey, they called in. So it was interesting. I didn't know if maybe you didn't hit the extension. That's okay, too. I mean, you can always call in and ask.
He ended up with somebody else, so let me get it again from you, and then...
Yeah, no worries. Let me send it to you right now. Or here, do you want to write it down?
We write things down.
That's okay. I'm ready. I'm ready whenever you are. Let me know.
I'm ready. Thank you.
Okay. No worries. So the number is 877-635-6225.
Okay.
6225. And then if you guys want to call me directly, you got to hit the extension 544. So it'll ask you, if you know the extension, please dial it now. You want to hit 544, and that'll call me directly.
Okay, John, what were the last four numbers? My dogs were barking.
No problem. The last four numbers are 6225.
6225. All right, great.
Yep.
Thank you.
Of course. No problem. All right.
Okay.
So I have the business profile created. Now, let me ask you an interesting question. How handy are you guys with sending over pictures? Like, if we needed... maybe like before and after shots of work that you've done in the past, or a company logo if you have it.
We don't have company logo. We're going to work on that, and then
we can help you
handle the picture end of it. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to send you an email address, or I can have you write it down. I'll do both.
Okay.
So let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So it's photos, PHOTOS.
Uh-huh.
And then that little at sign, you know, the little at sign? Yep. And then localsplash.com. So LOCAL and then splash like water, all one word, .com.
All together? Okay.
Yep, all together. That's an email address. So if you send in your photos, like any before and after shots or anything you want to use for the website, we're going to build a portfolio of things that you guys have done for the customers to be able to see.
Oh, my
man,
God.
Man, we thank you so much,
John. Oh, my God, that other shit was so complicated.
I've been working towards this for so long. I've got over 40 years in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
the online
stuff is not easy. It's not easy. I had to go to school for it, and I know my dad, it's just before his generation, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you know, so he had me at 29. I'm now 30. I just turned 30. So it's like, you know, even for me, a lot of the stuff by the time I got to college was an adjustment. My freshman year of college, they barely came out with the iPhone, right? So I had to like learn.
Right.
Yeah, I had to learn a lot. I can't imagine for that generation. So I'm very, thorough with you guys, you know, I don't expect you to hop. Yeah, it's okay. You know, I'll go slow, you know, all the time. Not saying that you need it to be slow, but I understand that.
Well, she's actually pretty fast. She's been a nurse for 31 years.
To do this, so
Right, right. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you guys are slow.
I know.
I'm just saying I like to, it's two totally different things. It's like when, if you've been a nurse for years, you know, when you get a patient, it's like you understand what you're doing for that patient, but then the patient might ask you what's going on, you know, and you, and you know, it's like, okay, I'm not just going to tell you, oh, well, don't worry about it. We're going to take care of it. You know what I mean? I'll explain to you guys, you know, exactly what's going on. So that way, it makes sense for you and you know exactly what you're invested in, and that's going to help make it work, better moving forward. Okay.
Super.
So I'll be your point guy on this. As far as like the hours of operation though, how do you want those displayed to your customers?
24 hours a day.
Okay.
We're 24/7. Yeah. If there's an emergency with plumbing, especially in wintertime here, we have a lot of, plumbing that breaks and, you know, explodes and stuff from the freezing. And that's a big benefit in my area. Also, snow removal. Snow removal is, but yeah. So that would be 24 hours a day, 24/7.
Okay. So plumbing, snow removal, carpentry.
Yeah.
I'm taking notes of this because we had you in the handyman category, but I know for some plumbing jobs, Google does ask for an advanced verification.
Okay. Just handyman. Just handyman. Yeah, we'll keep it straight.
Okay, yeah, because they're going to ask you for license and insurance and stuff if we list you for that. So.
Yeah, no. No, we'll just go with the handyman, yeah.
Yeah, but we could target small plumbing jobs that don't require a license, though, as well. But I just want to make sure I disclose that with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Just so you know, if you're wondering why you're not getting those big plumbing jobs, it's just Google wants to make sure that you guys have all, like, the license and insurance before they start telling people to call you and hire you for work. Okay.
So, but for handyman service...
in the handyman category, you have so many different things that you can do. I love that category. So, we could do the carpentry and the snow removal, putting you under handyman. If there's certain things you don't want to do, obviously there's going to be a client interview, okay? So I'm going to actually hand you off to another representative here in just a little bit, and they'll do a client interview with you, and they'll go over, like, all the services. That way we're representing you properly. We don't want people calling you for something you don't do or wasting your time or their time. So once I'm done with sign up and getting the payment situated and securing the position for you guys, I'll transfer you over to them, and they'll do a lot of the details.
This is very exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, this is good. We're going to make a lot of headway today. You're probably going to make more of an advancement for your company today than you guys have probably made in, like, the last year or two, especially when it comes to online. Yeah, so it's a big step.
That's what I heard, too. That's what we've been wanting to do is get online, you know, so we can build the business and, you know, have four or five trips.
Exactly. It's just what everybody uses. People are so – we live in a world of instant gratification where people just don't want to wait for anything or try to figure things out. They just pull their phone out and type in, hey, handyman near me, and these are the guys that get the call. So we'll make sure.
That's it.
Short
super.
All right, so I have the business profile set up for the most part. It is asking, can you guys accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go down and buy one of the
Square meter. Okay, yeah.
Square, yeah.
Yeah, there's also a PayPal business account that you guys can get where we can hook it up to your website. And that way, if somebody wants to pay that way, they could go onto your .com. They can type in their billing information and the amount, and it will direct deposit straight to you. That's pretty convenient, too. Yeah, it's useful. So just some food for thought. Let me know, obviously, when you guys get to Square or if you go with PayPal, so that way we can update that on the website, and then they know that's available.
All right. And to go off all this, if we go onto the website, it'll be Local Splash, right?
No. You guys will have a joelshandyman.com.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then that's going to be attached to your listing on Google. So when they see your listing on Google, it'll have the business name primarily within the bigger font, and then it'll have the a live link to the phone number. So it's not even the phone number. They just click on the little phone icon, and it'll start calling you directly if they're on their phone. It's pretty convenient.
Oh,
Yeah, it's like a press and dial. Yeah, and it just starts ringing. Super easy for if they're on a PC computer, they'll still have to type it into their phone to call you. But if they're on a mobile device, they just click on you and it'll call you. So it'll have your name, address, phone number. Also, we'll have a link to the website. So if they click on that, it'll automatically take them to that website we built for you guys, and they can review that as well.
Yeah. Super.
Yeah, super convenient.
I got lots of pictures too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Send them in. We love having as many photos as we can on the portfolio section of the website. People tend to be pretty visual buyers, so those before and after shots will sell jobs on their own. They'll call you up with a credit card in hand. Yeah. Yeah, I did this actually when I first started doing it. My father couldn't believe it because he's really great at what he does. We have a tree company, and he won't stop. I try to get him to stop.
I own my own tree business for like 13 years in Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
I'm a professional climber by
Yeah, so I have to force him to not do that anymore. Like, we've hired people. I'm like, you're almost 60 years old. You need to stop. You know, I'm like, you fall down, it's different, you know. But yeah, my first job growing up as a kid was to basically clean up everything that he cut off. So I was always I would go behind him with a big bag or a big trash can and just kind of fill it up. Or we'd fill up dumpsters sometimes with just shrub and everything, and I get spiders and webs and everything on me, so that's what I grew up doing. My dad would take me to work and then make me work for free, which I think is illegal.
That's what I did with my boys. I put them to work.
Yeah,
they love it.
Like, you're gonna earn these school clothes, so that's how.
You're gonna earn this college degree.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yep. I was lucky with the schooling though. I was able to get approval on a scholarship playing football, so that just took care of itself.
And where'd you go?
Sac State, Sacramento, California, the Hornets. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Nice. Super.
Yeah, it's a lot of. It's a lot of hype. Yeah, a lot of the stuff in school is hype. I tell them, you know, the most important things I didn't start really learning until I started working, you know, like how to do your taxes. And
and there's so much behind it. You know, you got to keep logged, everything, your money.
Oh, yeah.
Your fees, oh my God.
Yeah,
everything goes.
So if you guys open a business account, that'll actually help too, because instead of you having to collect every single receipt, your business account will have a report. So but all year long, you do everything on that business card that has to do with the business, obviously. I always say the gas is the business, even if it's not. but I go to my bank and I get a report for everything, because that documents what my dad paid for and what our employees paid for. And then I take that to the CPA. So he has all the transactions and everything right there rather than me. Because before, in the beginning, I used to have a big skewer in my kitchen where I would just...
That's what my friend was saying, because the IRS just came in and they were auditing him. And thank God he was able to go back and all his bank transactions and card transactions to show them something, or they were gonna hit him with a big fine. And he told me, make sure when you start a business, go...
The banks are very convenient. So that's just something though, if you're going to set up a business account or set up like that PayPal account or like that Square Reader, you know, definitely want to open up a business account, because then all those transactions will be documented there. It'll make it a lot easier for you guys to get all your write-offs and make sure that the tax guy has you taken care of, okay?
That's what I did down in Florida, the same thing. I wrote off everything, even when I stopped at McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh, all the, all the write-offs again. That's employee food.
Everything I gave them all to my accountants, everything.
Those are employee groceries.
Yes, they are. They're employee groceries. They feed my staff while we work.
Yeah. Hey, I'm an employee for myself, okay? I work for myself. I hear you. All those write-offs are a huge benefit.
Yeah,
that's great.
All right, moving forward.
Okay, moving forward. So we have the profile set up. Now I just have to secure the payment, and then we'll get the security question, and I'll get you guys into your client interview. So in terms of securing the first month's payment, how did you guys want to do that?
I'm going Visa.
Okay. So Visa, is it under your name, Joelle?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is there any middle initial on the card?
An L.
L, okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN?
It is not.
Okay. What's the billing address for this card?
6135.
6135?
Yes.
Niagara?
Yes.
Okay. Niagara Street.
Commerce City, Colorado.
What was it, I'm sorry?
Commerce City.
Commerce City.
Yeah, C-O-M-M-E-R-C-E. Commerce.
80022.
80022. Okay. Yes. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. According to my system, it should start with a 4 if it's a Visa. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4088.
4088.
8141.
8141.
5530.
5530.
9652.
9652. Okay, and the expiration date? Oh.
0925.
Okay, and small 3-digit code on the back.
372.
372. Okay. Did you have a question there, Will? I feel like I cut you off.
No. I was closer to the phone than her, so. It,
oh, okay.
And you were having a little hard time hearing her, so I just went ahead and spit them out for you.
No problem. And then I'm going to set up your guys' security question. So this is very important. Anytime you call in or we call you, we're going to want to verify the security question just to make sure we're talking to the right people. Okay. So
okay, great.
The security question, you can select from 3 different options. You have your mother's maiden name, you have the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City.
You want to go city you were born in?
Yeah, city.
City, I was born in San Francisco.
Oh, hi. That's awesome.
Thank you. I grew up in Brownsville, Texas, South Padre Island.
Oh, wow.
That's 5 minutes away from what's that called? The border.
Yeah, 5 minutes from good old Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that close. She speaks fluent Spanish.
So I speak fluent
also,
Spanish.
Also add that into our thing.
Bilingual. Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She speaks it better than Spanish people.
Right.
Wow. Did you hear her?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're fluent.
Oh, fluent. Oh, perfectly fluent.
Yeah, my wife is fluent, actually. She originally came from there.
Awesome.
Yeah, we had Mexican nannies growing up.
So. Oh, wow.
My father owns State Farm for over 50 years.
Allstate. Anyway, that's okay.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. My lady is originally from the south of the border, so my sons are bilingual.
That's great.
Yeah, I had to go I've gone through a lot, though, with that and getting her all legalized and everything, because when you're born over there and you come over
here. But you did, right?
Yeah, it's just a process. My boys were both born here, and I'm originally from here. I was born and raised in Orange County, California. I'm a Huntington Beach native, actually. I'm a Surf City guy. Yeah, but I love San Francisco. I've taken that drive up PCH and down PCH to San Francisco and back from my home. It's got to be one of the most beautiful things you can do.
It absolutely is.
I want to go.
My dad is from a small town outside of Modesto called Newman.
Oh, yeah.
And my mother is from Oakland. So they're all West Coast. And so we moved to South Texas. So
I'm sure your mom is tough as nails.
Yeah, she was tough.
Oakland is a different kind of cloth, let me tell you.
It so is.
How soon does this go online and when does it go up?
So the PIN verification letter is the longest part when you're setting up an account. that because of the mail, right? It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to receive that. So we like to quote like 7 to 14 days before you're actually able to see yourself up there and start receiving calls.
Okay, that's okay. Okay.
So there is a setup period. Month two is going to be more profitable for you than month one. But what we're doing in that setup period is we're building your website. We're going to do this client interview. We're doing all the legwork on all the listings and getting them up and running. So once it's published.
Yes.
What was that? I'm sorry.
The payoff for the wait is good in the end.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Anything worth having takes a little bit of time at least.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, hold on. I think you guys may be eligible for a Google Guarantee. Let me just run this real quick, and I'll run this by you. Okay. Google Guarantee is a new program. It just came out this year. Well, they'll guarantee you a certain amount of leads. Let me see if it's available, though, for this service area.
Okay.
That would be nice. As we're going through this, that would be great.
Yeah,
so let me see here. Handyman. Okay. But it's a little more, it's a different, it's a bit more costly than this. So I'll just run it by you. If you guys want to jump into it, you could jump into it. If you want to hold off, you could hold off. That's totally fine. So the Google Guarantee is an advanced verification process where basically they'll background screen you guys. It's like a $250 application fee. Takes about 3 weeks to get up and running, but you guys will show up in a different spot. You'll actually be at the very, very first spot, at the very top of the page on the Google search results, and you'll have a different kind of verification. Obviously, this one, you're still in the top recommended section, the one that we're doing now, but this one, you're number one, right? And it's because you've gone through this advanced verification. And again, like I said, they're giving you that check mark that says you're Google guaranteed. They are guaranteeing you a certain number of leads each month, depending on what budget you want to set aside and how many leads you want. And then they're not charging you for any leads unless you say that they're qualified. They're also exclusive leads. It's not like HomeAdvisor where they're going to a couple other people. So you actually have an agent that gets on the line.
Okay.
Yeah, you actually have an agent that gets on the line, verifies it, and still transfers it to you as a live call with that person on the line. So it's a little bit different. Yeah. And then also what they do in that conversation with the customer, since they're going with a Google-certified company, or Google-guaranteed company, excuse me, they tell that homeowner or business owner that's trying to get your services that we will insure the work for up to $2,000. That's provided by Google directly. So you get an additional insurance in case something happens on that job. We tell them for the lifetime of the job that we will back it for $2,000. So huge benefits to doing that campaign. It's $250 application fee. What was that?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
It definitely is. It sounds like something we'll probably
do a little later,
once you get us up and going.
Yeah. So what I can do.
How much is that service? How much is that service, by the way?
Yeah, so the application fee is $250 to apply, get the background screening. 99.9% of people qualify, as long as you're not like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, we just got through Angie's lead, so.
Yeah, I know you just canceled that. That's what I was saying. I'm like, paying for leads is good when you do it through Google, but when you do it through a third party, they sell the lead to multiple people. It's not exclusive, and they charge you a lot more for it. It's like they're doing this to get those leads, and then let's say the lead cost them $40, they're going to charge you $60 and three other guys $60.
Exactly.
So they pay, right. So that's how they make their money.
John, when I called him, I told him that too. I said, I just found out also from another friend of mine that you are sending my leads to more than two or three people.
And he said no.
Yeah.
And the people, they said no. I called this morning. They said, yeah, we are. So they lied to us.
Yep.
Yeah, so I told them to discontinue my service.
It's pretty unethical. But that's how they get their leads, is they do this Google Guarantee. So HomeAdvisor will actually go through Google Guarantee. It's like they're getting the leads live and wholesale, And then instead of actually going out and doing the job, they tell them, okay, we're going to have a few people contact you. And so I've had the customers tell me they've had like 5, 6, even 7 different quotes at a time come from Home Advisor for just one job. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that too. That's what I heard.
Right. So with this, I don't know what you guys set aside as your monthly budget for a Home Advisor, right? But with this, you know, they'll guarantee you 12 leads for a $500 monthly budget. So that those are guaranteed leads, right? If you guys say that they're not qualified or you're not able to quote them, you don't get charged. And then let's say you didn't spend your full $500 on leads that month. Let's say you got one job and that job booked you up for a couple of weeks. Well, the cost rolls over. So that $500 might spread over the course of 3-4 months. It's not going to automatically charge you $500 every month. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
I hope they would give me more than 12 leads a day.
Well, with this, I mean, these are different. These are, when you do the Google Guarantee leads, this is basically, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Yeah, when you do this, these are guaranteed leads. So it's not like Home Advisor where they're basically saying, hey, this is a lead. Here's a phone number, and they charge you. These are people that we have on the phone. We're talking to them live. We're going, okay, what are you looking for? Okay, we're matching the job. We're making sure that it's actually a service you provide.
And then now you're pulling our company up and calling us and putting them on live. Okay.
Yeah, so it's basically like 12 jobs. You know, we're basically doing all the legwork on it and then handing them off to you once they're ready to move forward. So, it's not 12 leads. You know, obviously, when you're doing pay-per-lead, you might buy 10 of them before you get one job, right? You don't want that. With the Google Guarantee leads, they're basically jobs. We're already taking the lead and pre-screening it for you. And that way, you're only getting charged for things that you're usually making money off of. That makes sense.
Well, we're definitely going to look into that after 30 days. We're definitely going to, definitely. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start you guys up with this, and then I'll set up like a follow-up call for a month or two down the line, and then we could always revisit it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I did have an issue with the payment method. That's why we haven't gone into the client interview. It said that there was a CID failure. So that usually could be the 3-digit code on the back of the card.
372.
Okay. It encrypts it, so I can't see what we had there before, but I'm just going to delete the three little marks, and then I'll put it 372. And then
go ahead and give us a 16 back.
I don't know it. It encrypts it. You're on a verified security. Yeah, it's for your protection. So once I input it, it codes it all out, so I can't see it. It's just a bunch of X's.
Okay.
Yeah, but it said it was the security code, so I'm going to update this, and then I'm going to try to reprocess it, and it'll let me know if it's wrong.
Okay, at the same time, I'm going to look into my account and make sure. What's the amount that's being taken out?
$299.
Okay, I put $300 in. Let me see. Let me make sure.
You got to move money. Hang on.
Oh, no, it's approved. It went through.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so you're going to get a text message here shortly so bear with me. Let me make sure you guys got that, and then I'm going to request a client interview right now.
Okay.
So let me know when those texts come through. I believe it's going to come through to your phone, Joelle, not the one that we're on.
There it is.
Okay. Okay, you got
there it?
Okay.
Yes.
So there is a text in there. It'll say, Joelle, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep. Awesome.
Okay, there's a link there. If you click on that link, or it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, you'll find an outline of the agreement in writing. It's all black and white. So you're not binded to a contract, but I put you guys on a package that's reduced by 50% on the pricing. So I want to make sure you have everything in writing, that you're getting all those products and features for that discounted pricing structure. It'll also have like the billing date, the cancellation policy, et cetera. Okay?
Okay. There it is.
Google Workspace.
We'll read this. Yep. Is there something I need to accept?
Yeah, so at the bottom, it's going to tell you to authorize that this is actually you. There's a little box you'll check. That way it's not somebody pretending to be you or using your payment method without your consent. And then at the very bottom, it'll ask you to basically just click on that box and type out your name first and last as it appears above.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. And then you'll see a username and password page.
Just one
second. I'm slow.
No worries. Take your time. Take your time. I'm not rushing.
Okay.
Signature. Confirm.
Please accept the terms. Oops, there we go. Now confirm. Signature. So you put the L in there? Oh, L. Shit.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, exactly as it appears above. It's going to match up with your billing information.
Okay. Oops. Okay. McNeil and confirm.
You guys just reminded me, I have to go, it's our lunch hour right now, I have to go send some money to our lawyer. Forgot about that.
Okay. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, it's not going through for some reason.
Yeah, the name has to match, so it'll have your name spelled out just above that box.
M-E-I-L.
It's N-E-I-L, not M-E-I-L.
See, that's the problem.
You have
It's I-L.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to update it now. Don't sign that one. I'm going to send you a new one, and that's exactly why we do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
It's M-C capital N-E-I-L.
Okay, let me capitalize the N as well.
Yes, yep. Thank you.
My apologies. That's definitely my fault. I did that.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right, back out of that?
Yeah, I'm going to back
out of that. Yeah, back out of that one. I'm going to send you a new one. Fresh one.
There's a new one right here. Let's see.
No. Not yet. I'm sending it now. Okay. One moment.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Here it comes.
All right.
Peek. Okay. I have it go here. There it is. Okay. We will read all this. There we go. I accept. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got it. I can see it. I just want to make sure. All right, and confirm. There we go. User and name and password.
All right.
User's name and password.
So the username and password is going to be provided to you guys via email. There's also a 7-minute YouTube video that's going to show you how to use that tracking system. Now, if it becomes too technical, that's when the customer service department number comes in hand, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let us know. But that's a good tool because we can ask. Look, wow, that was awkward. We can ask for reviews from your customers.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be super, super useful. Okay.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm trying to get a agent on the line for a live transfer. I'm going to send you guys. Okay. Hold on one second.
Yeah, you went over your lunchtime with us.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. I do got a...
We're sorry.
It's okay. The one positive to being a director is I can go to lunch whenever I want. Yeah. I pack a lunch, too. I'm one of those guys. I just, have the missus make it and bring it home. Spend a bunch of money eating out all the time. It's not really smart.
That's it. Yeah, see, I put all these years in. I was telling her it's time to get out there and make it some money because 65 comes soon and we want to retire and be able to do something.
Oh, you know what I just realized though, you guys? I'm over here like messaging them. I've been like panicking trying to message them on the back end. Like, why aren't they answering me to send them a live transfer? Because they're at lunch. I'm over here getting mad. I'm like, somebody's going to get fired right now. And I'm like, they're at lunch. So I'm not at lunch. They're at lunch.
Okay.
All right. I can schedule it for, let me see here. I can have them call you in about an hour. Does that work
for
you guys?
Sure, no problem.
Okay,
no problem.
I'll have them circle back with you guys when they get back in. And then I'm going to send you a, invitation, via email to this, email address that we have on file, just as an invitation to that client interview. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. And another thing, John, I was going to ask you, even for a suggestion box.
Sure.
Even to offer would be a good thing. Maybe even to put our name, company name, and just a telephone number in the meantime for your clients. Is that a good suggestion box thing? So maybe, you know, as the 2 weeks are going by, still we're able to receive phone calls on just the name.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's the verification is, with Google is they get your profile and then they're verifying that you're actually there. So it's kind of like they do a little background screening of what they could find online on you guys. They send that out. And then when you receive that 5-digit number, that verifies to the customer where you are. You'll notice there's a little red dot kind of indicating where you are on the map, even though we don't give them like the specific direction to you. I've actually deactivated the turn-by-turn direction since you guys work from home, or at least the address that I got came back as a residence. So they'll still
it actually is a business. It's a commercial / residence. We are zoned for commercial business.
Okay, so people can come to you.
Yes, they can. Yes,
okay.
They can. To me also. We are of business to the left, one to the right, and all the way across the street. We're zoned.
Yep. Okay, so let me unmove this. But yeah, I can't list you, even if it was just like a phone number, without having that verification with Google that you guys are actually there and going to solicit that spot. If I could, I totally
awesome.
Would. You know, I'd rather you guys have more time to make money on that initial investment, but, you know, it's worth it. You know, and what I could do is what I did is I waived the setup fee and I already cut the pricing structure in half. So rather than you paying $5.99 and waiting 2 weeks, you're only paying $2.99 and you got to wait 2 weeks. Yeah, so just think of it as you're not paying for that period, right?
I'm sure, John, when it does pop off and it gets on there, that it's going to pour in.
Yeah, it's worth its weight in gold. Every dollar invested into Google advertising last year yielded $10 in return on investment for its users. So, you know,
if
you're spending $2.99, you know, we're aiming to get you, you know, pretty much 10 times that, right? $3,000 or more each month.
Exactly.
What you want to generate. And we notice when you help the client get those kind of numbers, your odds of seeing them voluntarily come back each month are a lot higher. And we don't get paid unless you get paid. So being it's a month-to-month service, we really get in there and make sure it's working for you. And I think that's what you guys are seeing right now. And this is so much different than Home Advisors because Home Advisor gets paid regardless. We don't.
Yeah.
We have to make sure it's working or we're not going to make any money.
Oh,
right?
I like that.
Yeah,
yes.
keep them on.
You guys are the SEO. You're the SEO. You're the systems engine.
Yeah, they found it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, John, we thank you.
All right.
I'm so glad we found you.
I'm looking forward to working with you guys. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, don't hesitate to ask or call in. You know, we want to make sure everything's going smooth.
We do. We'll do so. We thank you for your number, and we thank you for your business.
Absolutely. Okay, so you guys catch your breath. Take an hour, and then they're going
to
circle back with you for that client interview, okay?
Super. We're going to go have lunch, too.
All right. Sounds good. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.